Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's a secret show with Karen Carson, Johnny Minge, and intern Ant. Hey, remember, don't listen to this at work, or at least, you know, put your earbuds in, and it's not for kids because we talk about all kinds of inappropriate things. It's really kind of just a picture of what we talk about behind the scenes. Sometimes that's the real radio show, I think.
Well, you brought this topic up before, and I was like, wait, this is a great podcast. It was the dumbest question you've ever asked us, but
I know, but I always like to know what everybody thinks. So this is a story this week that the average person thinks that they could actually survive 16 days in the wilderness, even though less than one in five of us could start a fire. So I was thinking, could you guys do that? Because I'll tell you what, it all depends on if this is on purpose. Like, okay, you're going in the woods for 16 days, or I got lost by myself, and it turned into 16 days. Because I'll tell you right now, I couldn't survive day one.
You'd be dead in an hour.
I really would.
Yeah.
You know what the biggest fear for me is? The animals. Like, yeah. I love to sleep. I would never sleep, so I would go crazy because I would be afraid of the bugs crawling on me and some animals creeping around. You know how you can hear like sticks break and walking in the leaves?
That skeeves me out.
What? I know.
Yeah, no.
But you say you're afraid of animals, and the first example is bugs. What about bears?
Well, that's what I mean. Like at night, you hear things creeping around you. Where do you sleep? Like up against a tree? Why? There's bugs. There's ants. Like where do you go? What do you do? I can't
Hold
do
on.
It. I don't want to do it. I'm freaking out just thinking about it. 16 days.
Cocky.
There's no way.
No, not a shot.
I think I could do 16 days.
You?
Yeah. Johnny, come on.
Are you out of your fucking mind? You? You wouldn't last. If she lasts an hour, you're going to last 45 minutes.
Hold on. You could build shelter. You find some, like, you know, some brush, some trees.
Some brush.
I need my cotton sheets.
You could fish. You find a creek and you fish.
Karen would be like, is there a Bed Bath and Beyond? No.
with the echo. No, I love hiking in the woods because I know I'm leaving. And I could even camp if I have the gear. But just me alone with whatever I have in the woods, no friggin' way. No friggin' way.
I'm still laughing at Anthony's comment, like, hello, Mr. Owl, do you take TJ Maxx coupons?
She needs cotton sheets. You know, you always talk about how you go hiking and everything. I got to tell you, you're a tough person. I've always said that you're a tough person. But I guarantee you that this hike trail she goes on is bullshit. I bet she can see her car from anywhere on the hike trail.
It's not true. I've gone 3 hours into the woods climbing rocks.
What?
Wow.
Needing GPS to get back because we lost the trail.
Oh, I'm serious. That's dangerous.
It's a little scary. And then the sun's going down. I've come out of the woods in the pitch black before. So
you've mentally prepared for this.
Well, I've had some experience, but I wasn't alone, and I wasn't having to sleep there. Do you know what I mean? That's the part that freaks me out. And if you go without sleep, you're psycho. You know what I mean?
Yeah, just look at the three of us. We don't sleep.
That's why we do a radio show.
That's exactly.
But I'm telling you, I would just try to find a clearing and burn wood that's spelled SOS. That's all I would concentrate on.
That's the tough thing is the fire. Like, are we allowed to bring a lighter? Can I bring like a steak lighter on the 16-day journey?
A steak lighter? What the hell's a steak lighter?
Yeah, what is that?
You mean the long lighter?
What are those called? Candle lighters? What are they called?
I know which one you're talking
fire
about.
Fire starter.
It's got like a trigger on it, and it's got a long barrel.
Right. It looks like a weapon.
It's what you light.
If I could bring a lighter, though, for 16 days, all you got to do, you catch some fish. You, like, figure out a way to do it. You get up. You make a wicker basket. You catch some fish.
You make a wicker basket.
Also,
weaving leaves.
Not to mention, how the fuck do you catch a fish with a lighter? Explain that to me.
No, you cook the fish with the lighter.
How do you catch it to begin with? You think you're going to catch
a fish? How are you catching it? With your shirt? Okay. I'm just curious.
Well, we all saw Castaway. You just take a stick and you sharpen it to like a hunting tool and you just stab the fish.
Yeah, he'd
right?
be dead in 45 minutes. There's no shot.
Well, no, I mean, that's if you're near water. What if you're near water? And what if you're near water with no fish? So what are you eating?
Kill a bird.
Berries? And then you get, like, you eat one that will kill you? Because some plants are poisonous.
When you're hiking. Human beings don't.
When you're hiking, like, through your trails and everything in New Jersey, you can pick out by looking at them which berries and shit like that are poisonous or not, because I could never.
No, I actually don't know that at all. But
like,
I have
an
food
app
with me. There's probably an app for that, I'm sure. The hikers know everything. But I don't think the hikers are living off the land. Like, they're bringing pre-mixed, powder food with them and snacks and granola bars like myself. Mm-hmm. we would have to ration the food. You have to know what poison ivy looks like. You do not want to be stuck in the woods itching.
Poor intern Anthony would wipe his ass with poison ivy leaves.
Oh, my God. That's exactly what we
don't think that hasn't happened before.
Well, no, I'd poop in the water. That would be I think that would be the way to do it, right?
I guess Karen hit it on the head, though. If there's no water, that's when you're fucked. But I did just Google, a human being can survive for up to 21 days without any food. So I'm just saying, for 16 days,
what?
I think that we could,
Yeah, you can. You just need the water. Yeah. Don't you ever hear when you're sick, the doctor's like, I don't care about food, just keep drinking.
I didn't know. I thought it was like 3 days.
No.
Well, it says 8 to 21 days.
Fluid.
So.
Yeah.
8 to 21 days. So that's a big stretch.
Anywhere in there. It doesn't even matter because I'm not making it to day 8. I'm just not.
Yes, you are, though. I feel like we have to give each other more credit. I feel like if it rains, we have our wicker basket that we've made out of sticks. We catch the water. We drink the water. We catch the fish with our spear.
You can't hold water in a wicker basket. It would go right through it, asshole.
Oh, that's true. That's a good point.
Oh, yeah. I guess. But I have drank the water from streams before. When I was a kid, I did it all the time.
He leaves the wicker basket to collect rainwater and then comes back and it's just a puddle in the dirt.
Well, I do like that Johnny is pretty creative. I mean, if we were all going to be stuck in the woods together, we would want him with us, Anthony, because he would come up with, as stupid as some of the ideas were, we could build off
it. That is it. You're right. You hit that on the head. We could build off his idiotic ideas.
Like, we could use our clothes to make shelter. We could just be naked. We've basically seen
I'm not going to be naked in front of you guys. No friggin' way. No friggin' way. Okay, you guys can take your clothes off. I'm keeping mine on. But I just got a boob job, so you guys can see my boobs if you want.
Well, wait a minute.
They're fine.
I just got an idea. This is filthy. Now, I don't mean the three of us, but let's say there were a guy and a girl together that they were, lost in the woods, whatever. It's been 7-8 days at this point. Would she be able, for protein, to eat?
Oh, no, 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 no.
Are you saying breast milk?
No, not her breast milk.
I know what he's saying. Oh,
white stuff, but it's coming out of the man, not the woman.
Oh, my God. What the fuck just happened? Is this a porno?
I'm just asking.
It just really turned into that.
That's protein.
I would gag. I would gag. I would throw it up.
But it's protein.
So it wouldn't even matter.
It's protein. You'd get a certain amount of protein out of that.
Okay, you're
sick. We
need
to go on record. That's the grossest thing ever said on a secret show thus far.
It really is. Anthony went somewhere I never knew his mind could go.
So, Anthony, you're saying the three of us are in the woods and Karen's just going to...
Oh, come on, guys.
I'm not saying the three of us. I'm saying if it was a couple that was lost in the woods, if it came down to it and the girl is dying, would he have to do that in order to give her some kind
of protein?
I don't
know, but maybe you came up with something, new. I have no idea, but I don't think they ever did that on Naked and Afraid, because that's a TV show.
That is
where they
TV
put two strangers, one male, one female, to survive in the wild for 21 days naked.
Do they ever do it in that show? Like, does it ever get to
I
that?
Never.
Anthony!
I'm just asking.
It sounds like you need to take 5 minutes and excuse yourself.
See, I don't think it's a sexy thing. Like, I think after a while, you're so dirty and smelly and you're just trying to survive that you don't care if the other one's naked. And I doubt that any kind of sexual feeling comes in there. Maybe. I don't hope to find out.
No way. I went to a music festival once in Delaware, and me and my girlfriend didn't shower for like 3 days. The last thing we were doing in that tent is fooling around, let me tell you that.
I think the nakedness in Naked and Afraid just kind of just goes away.
Yeah.
You're just like, yeah, all right, I've seen you.
I didn't mean it sexually for any of the guys. I just meant that, look, that your body emits protein, whether it's breast milk or semen.
Johnny, can you make him stop?
It's a genuine
Anthony.
Question.
All right. Well, you know what? Next time we'll get a scientist on the show.
Okay.
And we'll see. What if the man is so dehydrated he cannot ejaculate?
Ah, you're right.
Why are we going here?
Right. I don't know, but I don't. He can't be the first person to think of this.
I can't.
You know what? I want to Google it, and I'm not going to say the words anymore because it's disgusting. But do you? I think breast milk would be more accurate.
We started this conversation with being alone in the wilderness for 16 days. How did we get here?
Now we have a sex partner with us in the woods.
Oh, my gosh. I just know that there's bugs and animals and things, and I don't know what to eat, and I don't know where to find drink, and follow the stars, but I won't know how to do that, and sense of direction.
That's hard to do, to follow the
this
stars.
This is a disgusting development, but according to the internet, stupid intern Anthony is somehow fucking correct, and each serving is 25 calories.
I knew that in middle school. I knew that in middle school in sex class. Yeah, they taught us that. Yeah. I mean, it's calories, but, you know, okay. I don't know if the guy's going to be in any condition for that.
Listen, what if we're alone? I mean? Are we dancing with ourselves?
Oh, geez, here we go. Okay, now right. All right, let's get back to some wholesome trying to survive in the woods.
We told you it's not for kids. If you're still listening when you're a kid, it's too late.
So if the three of us got lost together, what would each person be good at? I'd be really good at bitching. That we're in this situation.
I would just bitch
and cry.
I could see you standing by the rock. I just can't believe this. How did this happen?
I would just make you guys find a fucking clearing, build the fucking words SOS, mm-hmm. and light that bitch on fire because I want out. I want out now.
Now, that's all
I care about.
Still somehow in the wilderness, you're giving the orders. You're calling the shots.
Uh-huh. That's what I would do. And then Anthony would be bitching about food because he doesn't have any good food.
I would.
And Johnny would be trying to make a basket out of two.
Getting water for my, you know, and then I'd be in the corner trying to play with myself to provide for my family.
All right, I would be on my own separate hike at that moment because that is not happening. Even if we're in the woods for 3 months together,
Karen would find a creek where there's fish and she'd just drown herself.
I really would. Hey, this was a really good idea, but I'm out. Okay.
Oh my god.
I would just leave. Oh my god.
You know what's gonna happen? This pot. We're gonna end. We're going to turn off the mics and the podcast is going to end. And then Karen's going to say to Anthony and I, you know, we can't put half of this stuff in. And then we're going to convince her to put it in. Karen, can we leave everything in?
I don't know. This is what happens. This is where our minds go. Mm-hmm. And we did promise, you know, real stuff, which happens off the air. And here we are. However, I just can see myself fighting with Johnny because I think you should make a basket out of leaves and braid the leaves rather than sticks. It's gonna fall apart. We need the sticks for fire. I mean, John, you're not thinking right.
Have you ever tried to light a fire with sticks? It's not easy. I've tried so many fucking times in my life.
I'm cracking up.
What if we don't have a lighter?
I'm cracking up because I'm picturing me sitting there looking for bears, keeping an eye out, and behind me I hear, Johnny, stop finishing in the wicker basket.
Johnny's in like arts and crafts class, just keeping himself entertained. Smoking whatever kind of plant he could find does, and eating every mushroom. And then he'd be useless to us, Anthony. We'd be like, what? All right, just leave him there and let's go figure something out.
What about like rabbits? Couldn't we eat rabbits?
Yes, there's an Italian rabbit sauce. I could make a nice little pasta for you. It's delicious.
Yeah, but who's killing it? I'm not killing it.
I'll kill it. I'll snap it.
I'll do it.
Oh, jeez. Oh, my God. Then who's skinning it?
I'll skin it.
You know what? I'll leave. You guys come back when it's fully cooked and just tell me it's chicken.
Deal.
Where are you gonna go, though? You're going to wander off to a different rock?
Yes. I'm not watching that. Oh, my God. I think I am a wimp. I don't know. I'd be bossy, but that's all I know. I apologize for that being the most disgusting and weird podcast we've ever done. But you know, that's where our minds go. What can we
Kara,
do?
Are we good with HR? Are you gonna?
It's a podcast. It's not going over the radio. We're not gonna get in trouble with the FCC.
Okay.
Only with our listeners who think we're so gross they'll never listen to us again.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.